This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating.
Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
You might feel lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, folks. Welcome to another broadcast week here, at least the weekday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show right here on GCN. Genesis Communications, our home in broadcast syndication. Glad you're with me. Glad I'm with you. Super D, you got your ears on, making it sound so good?
Just making
I'm with
sure.
you.
Okay.
And you're
all
with
right.
me.
And it's another D. I know you wanted me to kind of crossfade something. I'm gonna bring it on in a moment. But you know, it was another thing that brought to mind first, as I was going through the old phone and updating some things, and I saw this one of these like WhatsApp things where you can text people all over the world kind of through the internet.
Right.
And my buddy Richard, who I've known since high school, who happens to be from Jamaica. Yes, he's Jamaican. Yaman. And, you know, he's like a brother to me, my best friend from high school. And I look back at an old message he sent me, and I may be the only one that laughs at this. He says, "How's your mom?" Okay, thanks. He said, "How's your mom and them? How's your mom and them?
Okay.
How's your mom?" And that was his message. It's like, how many Jamaicans do you know say, "How's your mom and them?" that's nobody.
It's because, all right.
I grew up a Jewish redneck, and I had redneck friends, and my best friend was from Jamaica, and we all got along, right? We all hung out. You know, it's like I was just thinking about all the talk of racism and everything going on. It's like, dude, you know what? When people get together and they become friends, you get beyond all of that. Beyond all of that. And then you can teach a Jamaican to say, "How's your mom and them?" Which is a totally redneck thing to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. So what, yeah. if it was going to be a stereotypical expression from somebody in Jamaica, instead of saying, "How's your mom and them?" What would they say?
How you doing, mom? Right?
Okay.
Just
and
something
them.
Simple, right? Yeah. And them. I just, you know, it just occurred to me these things because, of course, the broad generalizations, if you supported Trump, you're a racist. I mean, it's just beyond silly. It's just plain stupid at this point. And, you know, I look back at a time when, yes, I grew up in a redneck community outside of Atlanta for a lot of my years. And I dealt with some prejudice because of my religion, although I didn't look different like somebody who had more pigment than me. But yet there were folks that got, you know, we were beyond that. I'm not saying everybody was. But the people that were prejudiced, not necessarily racist, which is different, had learned that from their parents. And some of them got over it because they say, "Hey, you know, kid's a kid. We're kids. We're a bunch of youths, you know, youngins."
Youths.
And now down in the South, we didn't say youths. That was a northern thing. And if I went up to New York City and said, "How's your mom and them?" I'd probably get mugged. So you got to be careful where you say these things.
You need a translation book or something, right?
Oh, totally do. Now, having said that, we've got Dr. Bitar going to be on tonight. It's, of course, Advanced Medicine. You all love Dr. Rasha Bitar, as we love him. And we're going to do Advanced Medicine later. We've got somebody named Kent Heckenlively, the coolest last name ever. I think there's only one of them.
Wow, Heckenlively.
I don't know. I don't even know if I'll have time to
sounds
ask
like him. The life of the party.
Right? Heckenlively, definitely. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the fateful meeting between Donald Trump and Andrew Wakefield. Yes, that Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and yes, that Donald Trump, president-elect of the United States. Did it really happen? We're going to find out. What does he know about it? And there's a new book that talks about that and a whole lot more. So if you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And with that, I'm going to do what I planned to do earlier, which was the transition right from the break before I got that little text message that said, how's your mom and them? So why that? Pour some sugar on me? That is the update theme for World Diabetes Day. That's right. It's World Diabetes Day. Now, that's obviously what you shouldn't be doing if you're diabetic. Do not pour sugar on me or you or anyone. And just to be sure, we go back to the basics here because, I, you know, a lot of times I'll get just kind of race through these things. Normally, Freshman Friday is when we hear from Captain Morgan, but we brought her on early this week to start the week to be sure that I don't leapfrog over, you know, tall buildings talking about World Diabetes Day.
Why? Now, you know, on Fridays, it's Freshman Friday, and since it's Monday, we should just make this honorary Millennial Monday.
Millennial Monday. Millennial Monday. We got Captain Morgan joining us, assistant producer of the Robert Scott Bell Show. First up, Captain Morgan, how do you spell diabetes?
I was not prepared.
Don't worry, folks. She's going to get me back on Freshman Friday. I promise you. She promises you. All right.
I gave my homework. Does that count?
Yeah, totally, and with the dogs that you have, it's possible. It's very likely.
Possible. Yes, exactly.
So you saw that this is World Diabetes Day, and they're honoring on Google Sir Frederick Banting's 125th birthday. Why? What's the point with Sir Frederick Banting? He's one of the guys that supposedly identified insulin. And then they started making it from pigs' pancreas until more recently, they started making it from bacteria. But it doesn't go into the heart of what causes diabetes at all. They just developed an artificial insulin. Now, I've got a lot of places I want to go with this story, but I want to let Millennial Monday shine through here, Cap Morgan. What shall I do? How shall I begin?
Well, I know you all hold me on here because I made a pop culture reference that I know the two of you know nothing about.
What is it?
Well, you said diabetes, and I immediately thought of Rob Kardashian, of the esteemed Kardashians of reality TV of America. So,
I'm familiar with the last name. I mean, when I think of Kardashian, I think of women with giant rear ends. But
Curvaceous Kim, that's what
we
think of.
But Rob, I guess what, he's like the brother?
Leave it to the dudes to not notice the dude.
Yeah, no, I didn't
so
notice.
Stereotypical.
So what happened with Rob Kardashian?
So he is the brother of Kim and all the other sisters, and he kind of went through a tough time with some depression and started overeating and gained a lot of weight and has been severely fat-shamed by the family, I think, is what the media has been reporting. And eventually he ended up being diagnosed with diabetes. And there's actually a story I linked in the show notes about this. He didn't like the routine of taking his insulin, so he quit and then ended up in the hospital. And it just came to mind because he's right about my age, and you read more and more that diabetes is happening to this younger and younger generation. And is it just because of overeating? Is it, you know, really, you know, too much Coca-Cola is going to give it to us? And then once you have it, are you really cursed for life? Because that's a pretty scary thing to have to live with.
All right. Well, we'll distinguish between type 1 and type 2. The kind that Rob Kardashian evidently developed is type 2, which used to be called adult onset, but now it's happening, as you said, in younger and younger ages. Now, this article on Google that's focusing on honoring this Banting guy because he identified insulin, it completely ignores probably the most important discovery in 1959 by Dr. Klaus Schwartz, M.D., and his assistant Dr. Walter Mertz, MD, at the National Institutes of Health. They identified this GTF molecule, glucose tolerance factor, and it was the critical molecule to unload the sugar into the cells that needed them and to bring them back out when the body's other areas needed the sugar that was stored. And without the GTF, which was primarily chromium, the body couldn't, even with all the insulin in the world, do the job completely. And so the reality is over 50, almost 50 years ago now, they identified the cause of type 2 diabetes primarily, the lack of this GTF chromium. Now, in the 1990s, the U.S. government held patent on a form of chromium called chromium picolinate. That is chromium bound to cellular poop, a waste product of cellular metabolism called picolinic acid. But they held patent on it. Suddenly in the 1990s, you heard all about chromium and how it's good for blood sugar, except it's fractionally active relative to the form in food. The highest concentrations of chromium in food come from, ironically, the sugar cane. Why would that be? Pray tell, Captain Morgan, why would God seek to put more chromium than any other food right into the sugar cane?
Because they work together?
Darn straight. It was needed more than any other food because you're talking sucrose in there, right? This is the thing. If we're going to deliver sugar into the cells, we need the dock workers. That's the GTF chromium. By the way, this information, those of you who want to read about it, thanks to our good buddy. He's not a doc. He's awesomer. Chris Barr. We've got great information in Unlock the Power to Heal about this very discovery. And yet Google doesn't pay any lip service. They don't write about it at all. They go back to the discovery of insulin because, hey, we can get everybody hopped up and locked down on insulin. You know our good buddy Kim Hames?
Yes.
Right? Yes. Of course you do. Up in North Georgia, we were just there. She's telling me about her husband. Remember, we also reversed her husband's lung infection. She was nebulizing silver hydrosol in the lungs. Well, guess what? Puts her husband on the GTF chromium, a whole food chromium, the innate response, only twice a day, and he's already off of his insulin, according to Kim. And I said, you need
that
to go up to three
so
a day.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Type 1's a different story, folks, but you can reduce your insulin dependence by taking the 100 micrograms three times a day, maybe even a fourth time if you're really, really debilitated. All right, Cap Morgan, great start to the day, Millennial Monday. How about that? Feeling good about yourself?
Pretty awesome.
You are awesome.
Let me chime in, guys.
You are so awesome, Captain. All right, we've got an I Told You So coming up about genes and heart disease. Then Kent Heckenlively, Trump meets Wakefield. For real, what does it mean? Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, diabetes no longer a rich man's disease, right? It's like the plague of the third world now. What the heck's going on? How about chromium deficiencies worldwide? Refined food worldwide. All of these things destroying your genetic integrity. Yes, that's right. Environment impacting on your genes. Could this be time and excuse for another theme song from Super Don?
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d- but I told you so.
I told you so. Oh, I told you so.
Yes, if it isn't news already, it should be. Like 20 years ago on the Robert Scott Bell Show, or at least 16. Your DNA is not your destiny. Your DNA is not, did you hear me? Your DNA is not your destiny. That's a headline at healthfinder.gov. Subheading, healthy living can overcome genes linked to heart disease. You mean?
Amazing.
What I do
mean,
matters?
This is such a 180 from what we had being preached to us not that long ago. I mean, it really hasn't been that long. I would say maybe 10 years ago.
Yes.
That it was just this constant narrative out there about how, oh, you know what, your death, your life, your health, it's all up to bad luck. You know, if you have this gene, genes explain everything. There's a gene for everything, right?
Yes, exactly. Miss Jolie, I heard that you got tested positive for the gene that causes heart disease. What shall we do?
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? Oh, just remove it. Right? Yeah. This is the whole thing. Ladies, hold on to your breasts. No, you don't have to be overt about it, but you know what I mean. Don't let men or women doctors remove them prophylactically, because your breasts don't cause cancer any more than your heart causes heart disease. And those so-called DNA that says, oh, yeah, you are going to have a heart attack because your dad did and your uncle did and on and on and on. And this, as HealthFinder.gov is our alibi and the science that it's related to, God bless you, Jerry Doyle. I hear you from the other side. I do. I know. Robert was right again. Again, it's not me. I'm just paying attention. A lot of folks out there, including you, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, know this already.
But listen, what? You got to take a little bit of credit here. I mean, because honestly, I mean, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, nobody was saying this stuff except for a small handful of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, you gotta pat yourself on the back a little bit. You can.
Lord knows,
okay.
I'm quite a handful. Look out. They presented the findings at the American Heart Association's annual meeting in New Orleans. They said, for heart attack at least, DNA is not destiny. You have control over your heart, your risk for heart attack, even if you've been dealt a bad hand. See, suddenly they go back to Las Vegas, right? You have control over it, even if they gave you a bad hand. What does that mean? Do I have to cheat at cards to not have a heart attack? Or is living a different lifestyle cheating? Because, of course, you've cheated death because your genes said you were going to die of a heart attack. What do you think you're doing? Not smoking and not drinking and eating cleaner foods and exercising, right? And so they look at this. Again, they never mention the word organic. They don't talk about minerals. They don't talk about essential fats and healthy fats, including saturated fats. At least they don't. Let's see. Let me see. Did they mention cholesterol in this whole article here?
No, listen, they put it general. They say that all you have to do is not smoke, not be obese,
right?
Get physical activity at least one day a week, and regularly, regularly meet at least half of the American Heart Association's recommendations for a healthy diet. That's it.
At least half. And most of them are bogus because they're going to still say low fat. They're going to say low fat, and they're wrong. You need a lot of good fat to keep your heart healthy. And, of course, the fat that is bad for you, of course, it is loaded with toxic pesticide residues, heavy metals, because the animals that you're eating are factory farmed. If you're not eating grass-fed animals, if you're not a vegetarian. You're vegetarian,
ding, ding,
of course.
Ding, ding. As you were saying this, I went and looked up what the American Heart Association's overall healthy dietary pattern is supposed to be, and guess what? Item number three, low-fat dairy products.
I told you so. I'm not even going to try and sing it in tune. It's just they're so out of tune at the AHA. What can I do? I can't balance that out, can I? I'm only one guy. One guy on radio. Come on, gals and guys. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL. We're going to talk to Kent Heckenlively. His new book, Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism. Trump meets Wakefield. Wakefield meets Trump. And they got along. We're going to talk about what it means for the new president after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after you, gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way. At all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after you, gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way. At all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Scott Bell Show.
In the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, we've got an article link to our good friend Tim Boland and BolandReport.com. Yeah, the latest article there is by Kent Heckenlively. Headline, Trump meets Dr. Wakefield. Even though you see the headline and you've seen the photo, you don't believe it, do you? Kent Heckenlively is here to talk about that as well as his new book. And it covers from start to present the CDC whistleblower story from our good friend, of course, we're going way back now, But Brian Hooker and the work he did to bring this out. Kent, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been too long to get you on board. I'm glad you're here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Robert.
So you're saying that Trump really met Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Did he throw him out? Was it? Did they bump in the hallway, or was this a planned meeting? What happened?
This really all came about because of a guy named Gary Kompothakis, out of Florida. He has he's well known for the Ask Gary series of clinics. He's a chiropractor by training, and he has just been involved in Florida Republican politics for quite a long time, trying to get people like Governor Rick Scott and Charlie Crist interested in this, and not really having much luck, but along the way picking up people like Congressman William Posey. And in 2012, he had had some really intense conversations with Trump, which resulted in Trump tweeting out, you know, one of the first of this series of tweets about autism and vaccines. And so Gary really thought that Trump seemed to understand this at a gut level. And, you know, as the campaign was going on, as we had the primary Republican primary debate at the Reagan Library, at which they talked a lot about vaccines and autism, that Gary just said he had to put this together so that he could get Trump and Wakefield together in a room. And on August 11th, 2016, in Kimisee, Florida, they made it happen, and they spent a little under an hour together, and they went through the whistleblower story with Trump. Trump said he understood it. He'd heard it from many people. He knows it's real. And he had said that if he wins the election, we should expect that he will have meetings with the same group. There are some other autism advocates there as well. But really kind of like no more than 10. And so, you know, great excitement in the autism community, but understandably, you know, we know that we've been painted as crazies for a long time. So is that the kind of thing you go talk a lot about, or is it you hold on and you hope and pray that your guy gets in so at least our kids have a fighting chance with the next administration?
Kent, are people challenging the reality that they're saying that this didn't really happen?
You know, I haven't heard anything like that. And, you know, it was actually kind of funny because I interviewed both Gary Kompothakis and Andy Wakefield when I heard rumors of this happening, and they both confirmed it to me, and, you know, we went over everything. And then, you know, I had said to Andy after I'd interviewed them, I said, look, I understand you want to keep this quiet, but please, if Trump wins, could I please get a picture of you with Trump? Because that was part of the things he told me, that they took a picture. You know, the other people who were there took pictures as well.
Sure.
And so, you know, last week after Trump won, I sent Andy a request, and I said, okay, Trump won, can I get that picture now? And, you know, a couple hours later, he sent it to me. So that's the picture that's at the top of my article. So I got it directly from Andy Wakefield.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done. Is this for real? Listen, folks, if you don't know, and if you're new to the show, you know, I'm kind of one step removed from somebody that I've helped out in the Trump group right up there. And I knew many years ago that Trump was very aware of the danger of vaccines and the real impact that it's having into the autism spectrum, because there are people that work with him very closely that have kids who are autistic after vaccination. So this is not something he doesn't know. He didn't just throw this out, and he's not backing down on it. The question is, what does he do with it now that he's becoming the president? We're going to see. We're not saying it's over. Now we can rest and relax. We still got to push the issue of the CDC whistleblower. And your new book is about that. Is this the first one that kind of put the overview? Because obviously the film Vax, From Cover Up to Catastrophe, has been screening around the nation, now around the world. But I don't think anybody had put that whole thing and more into book form before you just did.
And it was kind of funny because I think, like everybody, I was just sitting around going, like, when the news broke about the whistleblower, I was just saying, like, oh, my God, this is an amazing story. I can't wait to hear the next, you know, next revelation. And the mainstream media didn't cover it, and, you know, everybody involved was just very, I don't want to say closed mouth, but, you know, it's tough, especially when you're not a writer, to put the story out and suddenly, you know, you're in the middle of this whirlwind. And so probably, you know, 5-6 months after it, I contacted Brian Hooker, who I hadn't known before, only to find out that he was a fan of my writing. And I said, Brian, you know, I really want to tell the story. And you know, if I can say this, you know, to your listeners, most importantly, the thing that surprised me about this is that this is a story of really dark, evil corruption. But it's an amazing story of the human spirit and kind of like really the goodness of three men. And you know, it's the goodness of Brian Hooker, because, I mean, I found myself, you know, in talking to Brian, saying, like, I don't know if somebody like Thompson had come to me, if I could have talked to him, you know, after those revelations. I don't know if I'm spiritually advanced enough, if you know what I'm talking about. But Brian was, and Brian really befriended Thompson and Andy Wakefield. I mean, God, the man's life has been just destroyed. And yet, I mean, it's like Nelson Mandela, you know, you throw a man in prison and, you know, the soul of a person shows through. And Andy Wakefield, just so magnanimous. And, you know, to a great extent, I hate to say it, but I think Thompson is a bit of a hero as well, because he really wanted this stuff to come out. And so I find myself, you know, really going to a spiritual place also with this book, saying, you know, we understand and respect things like when Nelson Mandela can forgive those who perpetrated apartheid. We can, you know, admire the Dalai Lama for, you know, advocating for his people while not hating the Chinese. We can we admire the parent of a child who was killed by a drunk driver, befriending that drunk driver. But good Lord, when it comes close to you, and I found myself at many times going like, yeah, I'm sorry, I hate this man Thompson. I hate the entire cabal at the CDC. And yet, you know, I also found myself going like, you know, you can't go there spiritually. You need to, you know, if you want to heal the world, you know, physically, I think you also have to heal it spiritually to some extent. And
Kent, we have to tell stories. We have to tell the story. And that's how this is impacting. That's what, you know, God bless Andy Wakefield, because rather than lashing out in anger and being bitter, you're right, he's been magnanimous. He's been just a loving soul through it all. Even people still throw stuff at him. Yet I've seen him in person in action. We've seen the videos of him in action dealing with folks that just are just vitriolic in their hatred for him, simply for being a good doctor and a good scientist and pointing out inconvenient truths about these vaccines. And the story, though, has to be told through film, now through your book as well. And by the way, we have it linked up in the show notes, folks. If you want to read this story, as Kent has put it together, it's available for you now. And it's titled Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism. And I think in Chapter 13, you talked about the fateful meeting with Trump and Andy.
Yeah, I just got to tell you one kind of funny story. So early on, I interviewed Andy about the story, and, you know, I got his permission. I got Brian's permission. Brian worked very closely with me in putting this book together. And so during one of my interviews with Andy, he says, you know, Kent, I am working on a documentary about this story. And I said, oh, that's great, Andy. Maybe our projects will mutually reinforce each other. And, oh, my God, when Vax came out and created that stir, I was just like, oh, my God. And so, you know, I think that, you know, a film can tell a story in a certain way, but it can only, in an hour and a half, you know, at most, it's got 5,000 words. My book has over 100,000 words. So I can get much deeper into the story, and I do. I go some places that I don't think our regular autism writers have gone. You know, I look at this as a political issue. I talk to people, you know, who are on the House Oversight Committee. I interviewed a former special master at the vaccine court. I interviewed a Stanford law professor who studied the vaccine court. And so I really kind of used the whistleblower story as a lens to look at sort of the 30-year disaster that vaccines have become since the passage of the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. So I really have, I feel like I've designed a weapon to go after the vaccine court. And I make no apologies for it, because I think that it has been, has caused so much injustice and pain and death. And, you know, if I did anything other than saying, I think that this law has allowed, you know, catastrophe to take place, I'd be lying.
Yeah, well, exactly. There's a lot of folks that have been harmed since that passage of that act, particularly because it suddenly opened the floodgates for unscientific, unsubstantiated, unsupported, very dangerous and unproven vaccines in the 1990s with the expansion of the act, because there was no liability, no incentive to make them safe or safer if it were even possible. And now we're dealing with a disaster of epic proportions.
Yeah, and you know, for the past 10 years, I've been a science teacher, but for 15 years before that, I was an attorney. And, you know, when you're an attorney, you just understand there has to be a certain judicial system set up.
Yes.
Because you're dealing with human beings to get to the truth. So, you know, I'm not political.
No. Stand by, Ken. Can you hang out for a few more minutes with us?
Sure.
All right, we're up on a break here. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN. You can hear us on iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn. Podcasts all over the world, including SoundCloud. We appreciate y'all being here. Say thanks to all those who support this message of health freedom and healing liberty.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelationthemovie.info.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours? For free, MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here. Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Kent Heckenlively's hanging out for a few more minutes with us here. You know, I've said this over the years. The beauty of, bacteria and viruses and fungal species is that they're neither Democrat nor Republican. Therefore, they can be vilified by both Democrats and Republicans whenever it's convenient for them if they need more money. Just yell, Ebola, send us money. Or Zika, send us money. And we'll create a vaccine for something we don't even need a vaccine for. And there will be no liability when it comes out to market and the CDC says your kids have to have it. And it's only a matter of time before you do, too. Oh, wait. Hillary Clinton is not going to be the president. So maybe there's hope for vaccine mandates being rolled back. Kent Heckenlively, you're author of Inoculated, How Science Lost Its Soul in Autism. Inoculated.org is the website. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. This is and both is not a political issue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. This is about the health of all of our children and us. So, you know, at this moment in time, Donald Trump seems to be taking the lead on it, but that doesn't mean other people can't take the lead. And in our movement, we have Democrats and Republicans and libertarians and people who have no special affiliation. But what we're all unified in is, you know, the health of our children and our future.
Well, indeed it is the case, and I'd love everybody to read your book as well. Read the article over at BolinReport.com, and we'll continue to follow up on this with you and others. And you also co-authored the book with Judy Mikovits, who I interviewed and also introduced at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Life Symposium. You know, that's some pretty heady company you got there.
I feel like I learned so much talking to her. In writing that book, she's a 20-year government scientist, and, you know, like Wakefield, she has been viciously attacked, and And actually, I talk about her in Inoculated as well. And there are also some chapters which I think will be of special interest to people with chronic fatigue syndrome, because I think that there are similarities between the two conditions. So I'm really trying to create, you know, a diverse, you know, army for us to take back our health. And so I don't care what political party you are. I don't care your background. If you will pick up a rifle and fight with me, you're my friend. So,
well, okay. Now, well, now that we've solved the problem of vaccines and autism, the big question on science's mind is, how and why are we ticklish? Thank you, Scooby. this is crazy, Super Don. Why are we ticklish? Scientists don't know, but who do they ask? Not a human being, but a rat. Ask the rat.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
I mean, where else would you go to figure this thing out? Scientists who tickled rats offer an intriguing answer. Did you find the intriguing answer? I read this thing, and I could have figured this out without asking the rat.
It's a very long article, and if you really want to get into the nuts and bolts of trying to understand tickling and why people like tickling and blah, blah, you can read it. But I think some of the best parts of this is, A, number one, that do we really need to know why? And secondly, why they chose rats to tickle, I don't know. But this, I like this one paragraph here. It says, in the process of testing, they said, when the animals received a 10-second tickle from a gloved hand, the rats responded with a rat version of laughter. Now, I don't know what a rat version of laughter would sound like.
Rat laughter. Oh, by the way, Superdon, I figured out why they tested the tickling on rats. The previous scientists tested it on bears.
Oh.
They all got eaten.
I see. And then, you know, here's one really interesting little factoid here. Mm-hmm. This was done in Berlin, and they witnessed a joyful jumping behavior, and they gave it a name. You know what it's called in Berlin, this joyful jumping behavior of rats?
Farfignugan.
Close. It's Freudensprunge.
What?
Not kidding.
Freudensprunge. Freudensprunge.
Freudensprunge. I don't.
Okay. I don't know. Can't you feel Freudensprunge when you ever get tickled?
Well, you know, as a science teacher, I have a couple questions here. I mean, how do they determine that a rat is laughing or screaming? Because I know if a huge gloved hand came towards me, I would engage in something. I would jump up, but it wouldn't be a laughter which would be coming out of my mouth. It would be a scream.
Yes, you learn fight or flight, especially when you try to tickle a bear. All right, folks, great first hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Kent Heckenlively, you're bringing it. We appreciate you. Go get his book. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, article at bolinreport.com. Next hour, Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine. Because you need it, because I need it, and because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Feed no
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.